We're back with another podcast. This time, I'm trying something else. I'm going to try to mix like five of them into one. So, let's get started. So, I'm going to be talking about, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about awkward moments that I swear would only happen to me. Like, of course it would happen to me. So, let's start. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, I leave our terminal in my truck, right? So, I'm pulling out, super trucking. Big rigging, banging gears, and as I'm going down the road, I just open my window, and I swear, this bug, probably like the size of a freaking basketball, it was black, it had orange furry antennas, and I heard it hit my mirror, like it was like, doosh, and then I heard it come into my window, and I swear, this thing was so big, the wings on it, I could literally hear, it sounded like a chopper coming in, because also when I looked, I hear doo 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 doo, and this freaking bug comes in, whacks me on the cheek, and then blows somewhere behind my seatbelt. Now I'm like geeking out at this point. I'm like, holy jeez! And I'm like swatting it, this and that. I don't know where it went, so I'm driving. I'm looking around everywhere. I finally see it on my on the back of my shoulder blade, and it's like looking at me. It's two big golf ball size eyeballs, freaking staring at me. So I calmly pulled my truck over. As this thing was clawing into my flesh, pulled my truck over. I whipped open my door. I hopped out. Well, in my haste to hop out, the stupid thing fell off somewhere in my truck. So I hop out. I rip off my shirt. Can't find it now. So I'm looking in my truck, and I am not going to leave until I find the stupid thing. So I'm looking around, moving this, moving that. And finally, I see it like hiding behind like my one crate. All I saw was this little stupid antennas sticking out. So I took my gloves and went to go like crush it. I went to go crush the stupid thing. Its shell was so hard that like it hurt my finger, and I didn't even do anything on it. It just took off. I hear it in my truck again going, doo, 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 doo. I swear it was like a bird was flying around in there. Finally, I swatted it. I get a chunk of it outside my freaking door, and I start swatting away at it, and the stupid thing's still trying to come at me. So I'm swatting it, and I'm swinging, I'm backing up, I'm sweating. Cars are driving by because I'm right on the shoulder of the road. Pretty embarrassing. Finally, it takes off, and I sit back in my truck as I'm sitting there panting heavily because I just didn't know what happened. And I'm looking next to the terminal that I'm sitting next to Dewey Pyle, and I see a bunch of guys like outside looking at me. I just wave. What's up, fellas? And then I continued on my way. And then, the next awkward moment that I've had is, so I used to be friends with this guy back when I was a big, like, friggin' Republican. Trump, yeah, mega 2020! You know, back when I was a big Yahoo on Facebook. I mean, I still am, but a Yahoo all about Trump. Anyway, so I used to post all kinds of crap. And this one guy on there would constantly ride me with this stupid stuff, and like he was one of those the fact checker, oh what does Snopes say, oh I found this link, like bro, I'm not gonna read your 3-page article link you posted. I'm here for the laughs and the likes. I could care less if you think this is true or not. So anyways, I still have friends like that all around, but so I have friends with this guy, and not really friends, just friends on Facebook. But anyway, so me and the wife, we go to the one bar out in the country there, and just for the story, we'll just call him Joe. And his name was actually Joe. But anyways, so we go walking to this bar, and one of my other buddies, who I'm actually friends with, I come walking in, and this was right when I started like posting like all kinds of stuff, like switching all my views and everything. So he started calling me a liberal friend because, you know, that's what you do. If you don't support Trump, you're a liberal. So so I come walking to the bar, and my buddy over across the bar, he's like, hey, how's my liberal friend? So I'm like, stupid. So I'm like, hey, buddy, what's up? And we're yelling back and forth over across the bar. And he's like, dude, your Facebook keeps me going. I check it every morning. I laugh my balls off. It's so funny. So I'm like, yeah. I was like, dude, everyone knows I'm joking. And I was like, but there's one guy on there. Every single time he gets so butthurt with whatever I post. And the guy's like, really? And I said, yeah. Every single day, a Joe guy. Every single day he's on there. Oh, this isn't true. Oh, did you check the facts? Oh, did you do this? I was like, he's got to let it go. Like, quit being a big baby. And I was like, just let it go, man. And he's like, yeah, I hear ya. And then all of a sudden the guy next to me at the bar goes, you're Sam, right? And I said, yeah. He's like, I'm Joe. Hey, what's up, buddy? I was like, hey, buddy. ah, how's it going? So at this point, I had to stick to my guns. So I'm like, ah, bro, you're constantly getting buttered on her, man. It's obviously a joke, man, just a joke. He's like, yeah, but, you know, I got to make sure that you know what you're talking about. I'm like, ah, good one. And then I went over and found the wife again. And I was like, can we please go? This is weird. And I think he's up staring at me the whole night. And we didn't talk after that. And, yeah, he befriended me. Bye! So, my other one, awkward moment, embarrassing, is when my wife's ex-boyfriend rocked my world. Pretty sad. But, yeah, I'll try to wrap the story up because it's actually pretty lengthy. But, anyway, so back when I used to bounce at a hardware bar, the wife, when we first started dating, she was having drama with the one ex-boyfriend. He's really bent out of shape. He was freaking stalking her. She had to call the cops on him. It was a big drama thing. But anyway, so I'm at hardware bar. I'm working. And the wife's there. You know, I'm keeping an eye on things. And I guess freaking this kid walks into the bar. And the wife comes running up to me. She's like, I just saw Jonathan. And I said, have no fear, my sweet angel. Hubby will take care of this. So I moved her aside. And I walked through the club, and I couldn't find the freaking guy. So I turn around, come walking back out, and Melissa's standing there. And I was like, hey, I don't see where he's at. He's like, he's right there. So I turn around. Next thing you know, I'm looking into a 6'3" Ken Barbie, looking eye to eye. And I said, hey, buddy, I don't need your drama here. Take your crap somewhere else. And, all of a sudden, he unleashed the fury of 1,000 demons. And I did not see it coming because he attacked me like a spider monkey. He shoved me. I fell into Melissa and knocked over her. And I got up, rocked. My vision was a little blurred. I'm blinking. And I'm like, all right, round two, let's go. So I tried going at him. Holy crap. I think I went up on the bar. I went up on the table. I went back on the floor. I was getting rocked back and forth. It was crazy! The whole bar started to clear out. I'm grabbing my mic, yelling, reflex, reflex, reflex me, guys. That was the only thing I could do at this point, is try to get some backup. I'm screaming, reflex for backup. Three other bouncers come running in. We're all trying to get this guy out, and he is losing his mind. Finally, my boss sees that, like, you know, obviously I'm part of the problem there. And he tells me to get out of the club. They freaking brought the kid back into the back room. Caused all this drama, yada, yada, yada. Turns out, at the end, I had, like, 3 bruised ribs. Oh, it was a great time in my life. I totally looked like the man that can totally support and protect his new girlfriend. It's still a little embarrassing. Hurts my heart. So here's another awkward moment. we moved into our new neighborhood in Mountain Top. And, the neighbors were all talking to me, like, maybe about a week after we moved in there. And they're like, are you familiar with the area and everything? And I was like, yeah, I know, you know. I only live in Hanover. I know all the area. I'm a truck driver. I know everywhere to go. So they're like, well, have you tried the pizza from Lenopolis? I think it's called. La Napolis or something? I think it's Lenopolis. And I was like, yeah, it sucks. And they're like, what? And I said, yeah, it sucks. I don't like it at all. It's too greasy. It wasn't even that great. You know, no, I won't be going there again. And their little 16-year-old daughter, she steps forward. She's like, oh, I worked there. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I had their wings. Their wings were pretty good, you know. Yeah, maybe I'd get their wings again. I bet you I'd get their wings. They were pretty good. You know, I'm just not a fan of their pizza. And she's like, timidly shy, and she's like, well, if you do end up going there again, you know, just if you see me, I'll give you a discount. I was like, oh, definitely, yeah, I'll definitely be going there again for sure. Their wings were to die for. I had no idea what I was even talking about.